It is the day after elections, and we still continue to pray. Today, our prayer election focus is United We Stand. Whether you got who you voted for or not in the various running points and positions, we still can unite and stand on the promises of God, which are yes and amen. They never change. We have a rock upon which we stand, united in Christ, united under His leadership, united in His victory at the cross, united in His redemptive work, united in faith at what we believe, not what we see. United. We live in a land that describes itself as the United States of America. We declare it. We believe it. We stand for it. Father, we thank you that it is through the finished work of Jesus on the cross that you made us one. As you say in Ephesians 2, 14 through 17, you yourself are our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in your flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that you might create in yourself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. You came and preached peace to us who were far off and peace to those who were near. We thank you, Father God, for tearing down the walls that divide us and for crying out through your Son in John 17, 20 through 23, the last major prayer that we heard or is written in the scriptures. And we agree with Jesus' prayer today and ask not only for the disciples, but for all those who will ever believe in Jesus through the gospel. We pray that they will all be one, just as Jesus and the Father are one. As Jesus was in you, Father, and the Father in him, may we be in God so that the world will believe in Jesus whom you sent. Jesus, you said, you have given us your glory, so we may be one as you are one. Jesus is in us and we are in him. May we experience such perfect unity that the world will know that Father God sent Jesus and that you love us as much as you love your Son, Jesus Christ. Gracious Father, thank you for your sovereign will in these elections. Thank you for knowing the beginning from the end. And ultimately, thank you for helping us remember that you are in control of the results of the election. Please allow those who vote for the victor to be magnanimous in victory and those who did not to be gracious in defeat. Please prevent the hardening of hearts, especially between believers. Help those who voted for the candidate who loses to accept what it says in your word in the book of Daniel, that you change the times and the seasons, and that you remove kings and set up kings. Help us to remember that ultimately nothing is out of your control. Your plan is greater than those of man. Allow love to grow rather than resentment. Help those whose candidate does not win take comfort in knowing you are always, always, always on the throne. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.